Hello, my name is Christian Beauclair. I'm a technology solution professional with the Office 365 Canadian team, and I'm here to show you a day in the life of a public sector worker using Office 365. The Office 365 platform is composed of various services that are sitting in our cloud, and they include things like email, Skype for Business, collaboration, the ability to do project online. This platform will be soon available in Canada, and then on the desktop or on the PC, you can use it on Windows 10 and various other platforms that we will see today in the demo. Government benefits with Office 365 by having the ability to provide a much better efficiency, much more productive workforce, because they can be anywhere and on any devices, and they can collaborate across all the workloads that are available. And finally, one of the really big advantages is the ability to keep that data all stored securely in the Canadian soil. Office 365 is really the tool that will help government achieve a 2.0 vision. Our scenario today is a Department Emergency Preparedness Group made up of people from the fictitious city of Contoso and the local state government. Storms have been observed outside the city, and the group is going to be working together collaboratively to make sure that the citizens are protected. Our two main characters today are going to be Ty Carlson, which is the person I will play. He's Director of Emergency Preparedness for the state government. He has a whole staff, as you can see there on the org chart. And then the other person that I will be interacting mostly today is Jeff Hay. Jeff is the Chief of Staff for the mayor of the fictitious city of Contoso. So I'm going to start my day in my condo. And thanks to the magic of TV, you can see now that I'm standing right there in my beautiful condo with my own personal device, which is an Android tablet. So I start my day, like many users in the Outlook client, and I read my email. So the first thing I'll notice is that there's an email from Jeff Hay talking about a state of emergency being declared. So I open the message, and you can see that the governor has declared a state of emergency due to severe microburst activity in the area. So I think this is going to be a very important email for me, so I'm going to want to flag this. So I'm going to go here and then flag the message. My next step is also to warn my team to make it to the office, so you can see that all of my team has already been copied, so I'm going to just send them an email saying get to shelter. And then I'm just going to hit send, and now all my team has been warned. I can go back to my inbox, and now also one of the other things that's pretty cool with the Outlook client on Android is the ability to also flag things very quickly. For example, I can say Diane Prescott's email here is pretty important, so I can just slide to the left and you can see the flag appear, and automatically that email has been flagged as well. Now before I go to the office, I also like to check my schedule, and I'll notice that I have some meetings in the day, and one of which I know I'm going to be late for. So if I select my Contoso City briefing, you can see who's going to be attending, who's the organizer, but I can also send a message to the team, say, hey, I'm going to be running late to this meeting. So I can just hit this and then hit send, and now the message has been composed and then send a message. So the next thing I want to do is review some of the operation documents that I have on my tablet. So I'll go back to the main screen, and now I'll open my OneDrive for Business storage. Now you'll notice that I have various documents on the device, and I know they've been encrypted and secure because that device is joined, even though it's my own personal device. I'm going to open the storm response in Word. Office is available on Android, iOS, and Windows device, and it includes Word. Now you get the full feature set of Word, including the ability to read the document, zoom in, and do a bunch of edits, but you can also take notes. You'll notice that there's this microburst activity here keyword, and I want to take a note and add this to my review. So I'm going to add a note to the system. I'm going to select that note, and then I'm going to put some comments in there. So I'm going to say, make sure to review. And so that way, I'll remember to do that when I get back to the office. So now I can leave the document. And because Word automatically saves all my change, I know that that change has been saved securely on my device. This type of functionality works on Windows, iOS, and Android phones and tablet. What you just saw is the ability to access and be productive from anywhere, including my condo, and on any device. And now, thanks to the magic of television, I'm now outside at a shelter doing an inspection with my Surface 3 tablet. So as I get close to the shelter, I notice that one of the generator is not working. So using my Surface, I'm going to go into OneNote, and I'm going to go into my field notes. I'm going to take a picture of the generator. In this case, I'm going to use the ability to paste a picture, not take a real picture because I'm not really outside. As you remember, this is the magic of TV. And I can take this picture and insert them in my OneNote, or I could have taken the picture live. And I'm going to annotate this. So I'm going to draw a little arrow, needs service. And I'm going to go and quickly select this picture using the selector tool and select the text itself. And I'm going to go and copy this because I'm going to call my buddy Jeff, the chief of staff, and say, oh, Jeff is busy right now. Well, it doesn't matter. It's an emergency, so we should be able to respond to my IM. I'm going to switch to my writing keyboard. Hello, Jeff. As you can see, I just type, hello, Jeff. So I press enter. That's going to notify him that I would like to start an IM conversation. Jeff's going to join the conversation in a second. So at this point, what I want to do is, because I am using a tablet and I'm using the pen, I don't want to start typing long messages. I just want to send him the picture. So I'm going to paste the picture, press enter. So he's going to get the picture right now. I'm going to go back to my writing pad and I'm going to say, call them, please. And you can see here, I type call them please, I press enter, and now Jeff received a message. So now Jeff can respond, and he says he will take care of it, and that's everything is cool. Note also that I could have used Skype for Business to have a video call with Jeff for a longer conversation. This portion really illustrates the power of Windows 10 on a Surface and a stylus, combined with tools like OneNote and Skype for Business. So I'm back at the office now, and thanks to the magic of Windows 10 Continuum, I can go and snap my tablet in place and switch it back to desktop mode. Now that my PC is ready to go, I'm going to start with Outlook. I open the email, and I can see a copy of the email I sent to the team earlier from my Android tablet. Now what I want to do is turn this into a meeting, so I'm going to go and start this to be a meeting, and I'm going to ask the team to meet so we can synchronize. The other thing I want to do is also turn this meeting into a Skype for Business meeting. So I can do this just by going to the menu, click Skype for Business meeting, and you'll notice that the Skype for Meeting link has been added to the message automatically for me. All I have to do now is just hit send. And now it's going to warn me about the fact that I have a distribution list. There is a limit of 250 people that can join an online meeting in Skype for Meeting. Obviously, I know that the emergency response team is not that large, so we're okay. So I'm going to hit OK, and the message is on its way. The next thing I want to do is clean up a bit this inbox. You can see a lot of email that seem to be on the same subject. So what I can do is go to the view mode and say, I want to see this entire folder as a conversation. That cleans up things very nicely because now I can open up this entire thread, or I can see here's the thread that we saw here earlier from Renee. It's pretty long, so now I can minimize this and have a much better experience. Next, I can see an email from Amy here that says that she wants me to order 6 more portable generators for the storm shelter, so she's asking me to send an email to bobh@prosware.com to do this. So let's go ahead and go to a new email, and we're going to address this to Bob. And what we want to do is I want to send him my card, so I'm going to go Visa card number. And we're going to use a fictitious credit card number. And we have an expiry. So So you'll notice right away that a message popped up at the top. First, you'll notice that Bob H. is outside of our organization, but more importantly, there's a policy tip. This message cannot be sent because it appears to contain sensitive information. What is the sensitive information? When I click on the policy tips, I can see there's a credit card number in there, and I'm not supposed to be able to send credit card information. So you can see already a protection layer available in Outlook that makes sure that no information is leaked outside of your organization. So I'm not going to send this. I'm going to discard this change. The next thing I want to do is send an email to Jeff. As I walked in the office this morning, there was a whole set of crew, of news crew outside, and I think that we have to have a very good message available from the mayor to the news organization. So I'm going to start my message by typing a subject confidential news media. Now, what I type in the email is not as critical. But when I send a message, what should have happened is I should have made the message protected. And I forgot to do that, and that's something that happens very often in organization today. So now that I send a message to Jeff, and I sent a confidential email without any type of protection. So let's look at what Jeff received on the other side. So this is Outlook Web Access running into a private session logged in as Jeff A. And you can see here the email from Ty that came in, confidential news media. Though I did not protect the message came with DRM functionality. So if I click on it, you can see here the message has already been tagged as not being able to be forwarded, that the conversation owner is Ty, but Jeff can see the content of the email. So now you cannot forward this email, you cannot print it or copy any of the content. So even though I was remiss in my sending the email without protection, the system still protected the email on the fly by detecting the word confidential in the subject. One final thing I want to show you very quickly. If I go back to Outlook, you'll notice that Carlos Grillo here sent me an email about some Washington flooding. Outlook allows you to extend the functionality by having these little applets right into the function into the email. So you can see here the email contains an address. It automatically put up this Bing Maps button here. So when I click on it, it automatically notices that there's an address in the body of the message, and it will show me where that address is in relation to the rest of the map. And it is an interactive map, so I can zoom in and zoom out of the message. The combination of Exchange, Outlook, and even the Outlook Web Client allows users to enjoy their email, integrate with other tools, and all that while preventing the loss of information. Now that I'm done with email, the next thing I want to do is go to our SharePoint site to find out a little bit more information about the expense and also about how to deal with the media. So first thing, I'm going to go to the SharePoint portal website for the city of Contoso to do some searching on expense. So I can type expense and make sure that my scope is everything. And I'm going to hit the search magnifying glass, and that will give me all the documents. Some cool things about the search result, when you have Word document, you can preview them in place. So if I hover over a document link, you can see the actual document pop up. But this will also work for websites or other sites within my portal. So if I click on, or if I hover over the incident management, you can see this is exactly the page I want because there's the expense approval process. So I'm going to click on the link to navigate to the page. Now on that page, you will notice that we have the expense approval process and it says Visio. That's because that's an interactive Visio diagram. So I can zoom into the diagram. I can actually drag and move it around inside the window. So this is a fully interactive Visio diagram. I can even select some of the cell. Now that I know this, I also can see that Jeff is here and that there's people who are able to approve my expenses. So now let's go back to the communications. I'm going to go into the communications section because this is the team responsible for talking to the media. And I'm going to go into the media section. One of the things that's pretty cool with this is having the ability to preview document, as I mentioned, But what's even more interesting is there's talking point for flood emergency. That is actually a PDF document. If I click on the ellipse beside it, I can open this document in Word Online and still see it in preview mode, so I can see the content of the PDF document right there in place. SharePoint allows the ability to query and find information very quickly and do this without having to open every document or site you find. Now let's move on to OneDrive. Earlier you saw me use my Android tablet to access the document and make some edit using Word. So now let's go see what it looks like using Windows. So let's go to OneDrive for Business from the browser. I can go and open my files. You can see the documents that we've edited earlier, the Word document, as well as my notes from OneNote. Now, I can open this document from within the browser and open it in Word Online. So let's do that and click Open in Word Online. When I do that, now I have a rendition of the document. What's interesting is you'll note the little comment that I made earlier from the Android device is right here, and make sure to review. So that's pretty cool. What's even cooler now is that this set of documents are being synchronized as well on my PC. So if I open the File Explorer, you can see here I have my OneDrive, and I can click on there. There's my Word document, and if I double click on it, now it's opening in Word. And just like the other one, you can see even my comments that were made earlier from the Android device. So full integration, full spectrum from running OneDrive on your PC to your mobile device, and again, running either the Word, the full Word, as well as the browser version of Word Online. OneDrive is your enterprise storage platform that will make you productive from any devices while not in the office or in the office, while maintaining a very good security. Okay, so now I'm ready to move to the next step. I need to do some research, and I'm going to do this using a new tool called Delve. This will allow me to do some searching from my colleague's work. Okay, well, let's move to Delve, and I'm going to do a quick search. So what you see there as a result is a bunch of cards that represent the work that some of my colleagues have been doing. And there are people that are close to me, and they've worked on different documents, Word documents, as well as emergency planning operation teams, documents, etc. And this is the one that interests me in the case of LCS. So I'm going to add this to my Microburst card. And a Microburst board, you can think of it as a way of keeping track of documents that people have been working on. The other thing is I know that I want to see what Alicia Tumber does and which team she's working from, so I can click on her name. You can see the full detail of Alicia's information, but I can also see all the documents from her point of view, so I can click on See All, and we get a whole view of the documents she worked on. Now let's go and add another search. And you'll notice here that Karen has been working on a PowerPoint for explaining what a microburst storm is. That's very interesting as well. So I'm going to add this to my microburst card. I can pick the name already because it's already added. Now what's cool is that when I'm done with this searching and I've assembled a bunch of documents, I can go back to my board, click on it, and I can see a view of all the documents that I've assembled together. What's interesting also is that I've seen the PowerPoint, so I can click on the PowerPoint and this will open it in PowerPoint Online. And I know I'm going to need this information later on as I assemble my media information. So I'm going to keep that very close by. Delve is a new spin on searching. It brings together signals from various sources to elevate results based on your circle of coworkers, making you more productive. And it also allows you to look for experts. Now that I've done all my research, I'm ready to assemble our media brief. I'm going to work on a document set with Jeff so we can get ready for our press conference this afternoon. So I've navigated to our Emergency Operation Incident Planning webpage, and you can see a bunch of documents here. These are called document set. They allow me to start a bunch of documents in one shot. So I'm going to create a new document set for the incident response. And this document set will be for the 2016 microburst storm. Now that I've created the microburst storm document set, you can see I have an Excel spreadsheet for my expenses. I have a Word document for my checklist, and I have even a PowerPoint for the press conference. While I'm doing this, I'm going to go into the incident response checklist. This is Word Online. Again, I'm going to edit this document using Edit Word Online. And obviously, this is for microburst storms, so we don't need anything to do with fire emergency. I can delete a whole section. I can leave other material. And again, Word Online will save all that information on the fly. So let's go back to our incident planning. I'm going to get ready for the media brief. So I want to start working on the PowerPoint presentation. I click on the press conference presentation, and then I'm going to go into editing it in PowerPoint Online. Now, what's cool is that Jeff was made aware of this, and he's already been working on it. You can see it at the top here. Jeff is also editing this document. We can see a little blue face right here on slide 3. That means he's working on slide 3. And if I click on slide 3, you'll see the changes as he's making them. So he's already typing all the name of the personnel that's going to be key speakers that are going to be at the press conference. While he's doing that, I can go here on the emergency analysis, and I can put some points describing the situation. And let's go back to slide 3 and see Jeff has completed all of the information for all the federal personnel and the state personnel. And again, this document is saved on the fly, so we can have full collaboration no matter where we are in the city at this point. SharePoint Online allows users to collaborate in real time on office documents, as well as keeping the content organized. And that wraps up my day at the office. In conclusion, you have seen what Office 365 can bring to public sector workers and help government achieve their vision for a more productive future. Thank you.